The Prime Minister is in Ceduna today, a small town in South Australia he says is being made better by a radical income control experiment the government's been trialling there. A report released today shows some signs of progress in Ceduna and a second trial site at Wyndham in Western Australia. But a number of statistics are refusing to budge, and some question whether it's the card or other factors behind the positive numbers. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
Around 4,000 people live in the Ceduna region and around 800 are on welfare. All get their payments via a credit card-style plastic card that doesn't work for buying alcohol or gambling products. A trial of the cards at the halfway point, and the Human Services Minister Alan Tudge, who's with the Prime Minister in Ceduna today, says the town's been transformed.
Probably the most encouraging numbers are the combination of the poker machine revenue being down at the local hotel. As well as the number of people who are being picked up for intoxication. Now, that has halved.
People being picked up for drunkenness did dip at the start of the trial in March, but the number's been climbing ever since and is now back to where it was before restrictions on the sale of liquor were brought in last year. And aside from the month of May, where there was a one-off dip, alcohol-related hospital admissions have remained stubbornly high. Alan Tudge admits the results haven't been perfect.
There's more people being picked up for drunk driving, for example, which surprises me. I don't know why. But at the same time, the number of property burglaries has dropped almost down to zero.
Then there's the question of how much the encouraging numbers have to do with the card itself. Ceduna and Wyndham, the other trial site in Western Australia, also got $1 million each in extra funding for support services as part of the trial and a leadership committee to help direct it. Alan Tudge says the extra money and expertise act in concert with the card.
And it's the operation of those three things together which I think is making the trial work.
Do you have any transparency about whether the final two of those might have worked on their own without the healthy welfare card, which many locals don't like being on, it seems?
Oh, I mean, there's some communities which you literally have 100 services for 500 people, and yet the
well, $1 million is a lot of money to put into a small place like Ceduna, though.
Oh, it's some highly targeted services, and we're seeing some of them are being well utilised.
The Greens family spokeswoman, Rachel Seewitt, welcomes the extra dollars in Ceduna.
So that is a considerable amount of extra services, which I'd argue the town should have had all along.
But she says the trial hasn't been designed to see what impact those services would be having without the card.
Because there's no trial site that doesn't have the healthy welfare card that has received the services, you can't make that direct comparison.
Greens family spokeswoman Rachel Seewitt, ending Tom Eagledon's report.